Good morning, everyone. We welcome you to church here at Grace Bible, and we are glad that you are here today. And we thank the Lord for holding off the weather. It's supposed to come in sometime after I say amen today. So we'll see if it makes it that far. In our call to worship today, I was reading recently in Psalm 63, and the Psalms are such an encouragement to the child of God. And this was written by David when he was down in the wilderness of Judah and being pursued by Saul. And this is what he had to say in that moment of time. He said, verse 3, "Because thy loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise thee." Here he is being pursued, not to be arrested, but to be killed. Do you understand what that means, to be pursued by somebody that wants you dead? Now, that's exactly what David was going through. And yet, in the middle of that, he was able to say, "Lord, your loving kindnesses, your mercies are better than life itself." That's what we call spiritual growth. Here he was, a young man. He had served Saul as his chief musician. It encouraged him in times when Saul was depressed, and now the tables have turned and Saul thinks that David is trying to take over the throne and he wants to kill him, wants to destroy him. I'm sure that there are times in life whenever we feel very much the same, where it seems like that even our life is in jeopardy. But Lord, I pray that the Lord will help us to realize that there are some things that are just better than even being alive. And that's enjoying the mercies of God. When God just comes in and he holds back something, that's what mercy is. It's holding back what we deserve. He just pushes it back, and he allows us to be able to continue on. And so I want to encourage you today, as we gather together to worship the holy and matchless name of our Savior, that we thank him for his loving kindnesses, his mercies. That's the Hebrew word hesed, and it's in the plural. It's not just one. It's many. And we give him praise and glory for what he does for his children and what he will do for us today.